This podcast series was made possible by a grant from the Emily Hall Tremaine Foundation and was brought to you by Side Street Projects. Founded in 1992, Side Street Projects is an artist-run nonprofit organization whose mission is to give artists of all ages the ability and the means to support their creative endeavors. Simply put, that means we help artists, and we do so with unusual programs and practical services that help artists roll up their sleeves and do things themselves. For more information, visit our website at sidestreet.org or give us a call at 626-798-7774. Welcome to What Do Curators Want, part of Side Street Project's ongoing podcast series addressing best professional practices for emerging visual artists. And we're here today in lovely Highland Park, California with Ms. Christy Engel from Christy Engel Gallery. Christy, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Christy, tell us a little bit about your space and yourself.
I started the gallery in 2004 downtown. Mm-hmm. I was in the gallery row. Mm-hmm. area, and then I was there for 3 years, and I moved up here to Highland Park just a few months ago, and I'm really enjoying it here. I opened a gallery because I didn't want to teach, actually.
What's your background in?
Art history. So my background's in art history, mm-hmm. and I have my undergraduate degree in art history, mm-hmm. and Caravaggio, actually, is my...
Big favorite right there.
Yeah, my thesis was about Caravaggio, and so what am I doing here? But anyway... I was planning to go to grad school. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I had this kind of, you know, that's what you do. You finish your undergraduate and you go to grad school. Well, I was an older student, and so I was actually older than most of the graduate students on campus in my department. Mm-hmm. So I actually spent a lot of time with the graduate students and the faculty, and I was invited to participate in a couple of graduate seminars. So I was mm-hmm. taking graduate level classes, and I just realized it wasn't for me. I had worked in the corporate world for about 10 years before I went back to school. And, you know, you hope that it's different, but it's not.
Yeah, it's true, right.
So, office politics seemed really unfun to me. Right. And now this is the question. Mm-hmm. My husband and I argue about who first decided, hey, maybe we should open a gallery. And he says that we would go to parties and people would say, I should open a gallery. I don't remember that at all. I just remember my husband suggesting that.
Right. Must have been good parties, actually.
Yeah. I don't really remember what the real impetus of it was. Hmm. But when we decided to do it, we did it.
So, Christy, can you talk about the kinds of artists you show, who you show, and why do you show them?
I call project-based work is what I show. I show all media. In fact, I've finally shown every media. I had performance art, I had not shown any performance art yet, and I did that this year. It doesn't have to be necessarily one big project, mm-hmm. but there needs to be some sort of umbrella over the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not just showing salon-style mm-hmm. Paintings and things like that. In fact, because of that, I don't show as much painting because painters tend to be less... they tend to have individual... Each painting has an individual kind of aesthetic or whatever. And so, but I do show painting mm-hmm. when it's something interesting to me.
Do you mostly show emerging folks or mid-career folks?
My mandate has kind of been changing a little bit. When I first started, my mandate was I was giving emerging artists their first solo exhibition. That was my mandate. I found it a little bit constricting. And because I'm older, my friends are older. Mm-hmm. So this idea of emerging artists, you know, being right out of school or whatever, something like that, wasn't who I was involved with and who I was socializing with and whose work I was seeing. Mm-hmm. So it's become less emerging mm-hmm. and more just kind of concept-based. Like, I make my decisions concept-based. It doesn't matter how old you are, you know, so...
So just getting back, you know, on the one end of the spectrum is emerging artists, the other end of the spectrum is with the older artists,
mm-hmm.
and there's a perception whether it's true or not, that this is a young person's game, especially in a large market like Los Angeles. And in your experience, I mean, do you have any advice you can offer up to older artists that maybe have been emerging longer than they expected?
I don't see, there's this whole kind of cliche about, you know, if you don't get a gallery, but mm-hmm. the year after you get out of school,
it's over.
And I don't really think that's necessarily true. Mm-hmm.
Neither do we.
I think that the thing is that emerging artists, young artists, tend to be way enthusiastic, mm-hmm. way into their work, and older artists tend to feel like it's like almost like, you know, are a little bit jaded, even if they haven't actually been in the business, in the sense of talking about their work and thinking that it's interesting. And I think that's really where the emerging artists end up getting dealers excited about their work, is because they're excited about their work. And I think that sometimes older artists don't have that kind of excitement
right.
about the work, because they're, you know, they've shown it to like 50 people, you know, or whatever.
Tired. I mean,
yeah.
Is that kind of,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Interesting. That's a very interesting observation. Let's talk about approach for a while, if we could here. Can you, in your experience, what are some common mistakes that artists make when approaching exhibition venues?
Well, one mistake, which I've only had a couple times, but when it happened, I totally understood where the person was coming from and thought like, oh, you poor person, like you don't get it. Is someone coming in with their portfolio and putting it on my desk and saying, you want to show me?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that works in other businesses.
Yeah.
That's like advice people get in other mm-hmm. businesses. It's the worst advice you can get for the art world.
Yeah.
Because you just go, no, I don't.
Right.
You know, I don't know anything about you. You know, so that's one. The other one is mass mailing to everybody.
Yeah. I don't have time to figure out who you guys are, so I'm just going to hit everybody.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you jump.
Yeah. And so that, you know, so, you know, I get things that are like so not anything that I show.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I just feel so bad for this person who wasted their time and money
mm-hmm.
sending this to me
right.
without even looking at my website.
Right.
And then I have people who write me letters or send me emails that say they looked at my website and they thought that I would have a kinship with them, and they obviously have not actually looked at the website. So, you know, it's like these form letters. And so I think that's one thing, is form letter,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need to individualize each letter you send.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, you need to be really picky.
Right. Or at least it sounds like legitimately doing your homework.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Finding out who
and the other mistake artists do is sending me emails in any shape or form.
Mm-hmm.
I delete all emails.
Wow.
It's I get so many and I just don't have time.
Yeah.
So, and that's another thing.
Right.
If you do send an email, don't send huge files.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people today. I got one that like spent like 3 minutes downloading
mm-hmm.
into my inbox, and I was like, why would you know? I think it's really silly. So.
So it sounds like unsolicited contact at all is maybe not a good idea.
Yeah.
And
I think that sending anything unsolicited
mm-hmm.
is just death.
Okay. But so how?
Unless they're asked for it specifically.
Right. Right. Well, that comes down to like how do people get on your radar, or how do artists even get on people's radar? Period.
Artists come in and ask me that, and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of galleries that are, you know, I'm a little bit more friendly, I think, to
very much so.
Artists
yeah.
than other galleries are. It's because I like to talk. But one of the things that I have always said is you don't want them, your goal is not to get them to see your portfolio. Your goal is not to get them to see your images. Your goal is to physically get them into your studio. I look at portfolio after portfolio, but if someone seems kind of interesting to me and says, oh, I'd like to set up a studio visit,
mm-hmm.
that's how you're going to get me to look at your work.
Wow.
Because I'll go, I mean, I go to my friend's studio, without any, you know, I just like to go out to studios and see what people are doing. So that's my biggest advice, is that get them physically in your studio. Oh, sorry about that.
You can do that. That's a yeah, punctuation slamming on the table. So it sounds like a lot of this is kind of about relationships, and is a really starting and nurturing interpersonal relationships.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
No substitute for that.
I another thing that's kind of on my my list of tips is come in, talk to me, come in again, mm-hmm. talk to me, then go to an opening and say hello to me, and you've got 45 seconds to wow me before while I'm trying to figure out who you are, because I recognize your face, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you don't have to wow me, but I mean...
But have your stuff together. You
yeah.
know? So what do you do? What kind of art do you make? Duh. An answer to that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, even like, oh, hi, Christy, you know, how are you doing? Like, just right. like small talk while mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out who you are. And then if I still look like I don't know who you are... Then you say, I'm, you know, blah, and I came into your gallery a few days ago, mm-hmm. and I'll go, oh, yeah, and then I'll probably want to talk to you.
Interesting.
But,
just out of curiosity, how many artists do you find that are referrals from other artists that you work with? Is that a huge source
yeah.
of? Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Fascinating. And that's something, I mean, a lot of people probably wouldn't even think of that as a good, you
that's,
know, way.
I mean, that's, honestly, that's, for me, that's what... how I get most of my artists. Right. And it's not just artist referrals. It's just referrals in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like another dealer says, I don't show this kind of stuff, but you might be interested in it, you know. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just friends that are not artists or artists, but they're not, you know. I can mm-hmm. consider them more friends than artists.
Yeah.
Will suggest people, you know. This artist I'm showing right now was referred by my mother-in-law, so there you go.
Again, with approach, do you accept slides? Does anybody accept slides anymore?
I mean, I'll look at slides.
Right. How do you prefer? What's your?
I prefer printouts.
Really? Okay.
I just don't want to deal with getting the CD out and mm-hmm. putting it in the computer. And
what about like a website too? With conditions perhaps, or?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'll look at someone's website if that's what they have. But mm-hmm. if they're sending me something, mm-hmm. you know, that printouts. Yeah, because you know, I get a disc, I stick it in my computer. It's a PowerPoint presentation. Yeah. I don't have PowerPoint. You know, that's the end of that.
Interesting. In terms of, you know, we understand that the studio visit is the ultimate.
Yeah.
That's what your goal is. But you're gonna need some type of presentation
yeah.
material period
yeah.
to kind of
yeah.
get that rolling. Can you talk about elements of what, a good portfolio? You know, what or good printouts, as you just said. What are some qualifiers of that makes you go maybe I should give this a closer look?
Well, I will give it a look. I say no submissions,
mm-hmm.
but as a general rule, I will look through.
Yeah.
If there's something to look through, right. physically, I will look through it before
right.
Deal with it.
But I mean,
otherwise,
you've got to get your attention somehow.
But it's so funny because I can remember being in elementary school, and you're writing papers, and they're always, you know, and the teacher's always telling you don't get some fancy report cover,
mm-hmm.
you know, just staple it in the corner because it's not going to make any difference, you know, to your grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the same way about submissions. I get these submissions with, like, you know, fancy notebooks and, you know, snappy snaps and this and that. And it's just like, literally, I pull it out and I am like a pack rat. Yeah. So I think this is a great little binder. You know, this is a great little binder. I should keep this.
Mm-hmm.
I might need it.
Right.
And then I have stacks of them,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
So.
But I understand. It sounds like, you know, my opinion, some of that overly, you know, ornate paper, it just kind of smells of desperation in a weird way. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting because I understand an artist's need for feedback
yeah.
in the sense that they send out these submissions, and then maybe three or four will even send you back a letter saying that they looked at it.
Yeah.
And So I understand this need for feedback. But there are artists who send self-addressed stamped postcards.
Oh, but they want you to take time and write it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I understand an artist's need for feedback. I understand the impetus for it.
Totally.
But really, you're just going to, in my opinion, you're just going to have to bite the bullet, because there's just no way, if someone's not interested, they're not going to call you. And if they're interested, they're going to call you. I mean, there's no two ways around it. So, you know, no matter how much you want your fancy thing, or, you know, you want them to reply to you, you know, I just don't think it works that way.
So let's say someone gets a show here at your gallery, an emerging artist or someone who's, you know, maybe not widely shown. Can you offer some advice about what they should be doing leading up to that show and during that show to maximize its effect on their career, perhaps? In other words, should the artist be involved, or is this a partnership with the exhibition venue in terms of promotion, getting people into the show?
That's a good question.
What can an artist do to kind of help you do your job?
That's a really good question, because, you know, through the last few years, I have so many different kinds of artists. I have the artist that comes in every day and, you know, has a new idea and a new thing, and I have artists who literally drop off the work and say, tell me when to be at the opening. Both of them are fine with me, you know. I mean, someone who bugs me too much, of course, is a problem, but I don't have any problem with either. I think that because I don't know the impetus for an artist doing that, in the sense that do they think I'm not doing enough, you know, or they just feel like they want, you know, to do
maybe part of their job too.
Yeah, you know. And so I'm happy to have artists kind of get involved if they'd like to, but at least for me, it's good for them to do it.
Right.
It's good for the show. It's good for the gallery. It's good for everything if everyone's out there promoting. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not a criteria for me to show the work.
What's one thing you wish artists understood about your job?
I had an answer for that this morning. I had a total answer for that this morning. Yeah, but I do remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
That also, curatorially, there's issues with the relationship between artist and dealer. You know, and some people have this feeling that they hang the show, you know, and it's like, no, my name's on the door.
Yeah.
You know, and I've only had one artist where I had to say, okay, fine, I just won't show you. I can be closed for a month.
Wow.
You know, but it's a collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, I think you know, there's other curators and dealers, I think, who just don't let the artist in at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my gallery. This is, you know, I do it the way I want to do it, and you know, and your job is done when you bring it into the space.
Mm-hmm.
But I like collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have no problem with people coming in and wanting to have, you know, a say in how it's shown, especially because I do these kind of really conceptual projects, so that the actual installation tends to be part of the project.
Right.
So, you know, there's that end of it personally for me. So that's what I was going to say.
That's good. That's good. Is commercial gallery representation a prerequisite for a successful career?
It depends on what you mean by successful.
Exactly, right. Sci-Fi Projects is of the opinion that it should be, you know, the nonprofit sector and the commercial gallery sector is kind of like an ecology, and you should, you know, both have their strengths and kind of, you know, support each other in a sense. But a lot of the artists that we work with, they're not a lot, but there's a perception that if you don't have a dealer, if you don't have representation, then you haven't made it. And would you mind talking about that in your opinion?
I think that dealer representation is important to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time you have dealer representation, you know you've I think that you can consider that, like, for a certain level of artists, you can consider that partly, I don't want to use this word, but okay. the pinnacle yeah. of right. of your work as right. in trying to get your stuff shown.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that for me, the process of that is what's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people who are just, you know, just going for the deal or going for the commercial gallery, going, you know, I think they're missing, they're not, this idea of showing in nonprofits, mm-hmm. you know, or something like that.
Or museum spaces.
Or museum spaces or anything.
Galleries, et cetera.
I think it's good for someone's career, you
mm-hmm.
know. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to show in nonprofit spaces and stuff.
Right. So, let it wrap. Do you we can give you a little commercial for things maybe you have coming up in 2009, and do you want to talk about, do you want to plug anything, or just say
thank
you?
No, I don't really have anything to plug.
Very good. Okay. Christy, thank you very much for sitting down with us today, and
you're welcome.
It's been wonderful. Christy Engel, ladies and gentlemen.